Jeremiah chapter 5. Run to and fro now through the streets of Jerusalem, and see, and know, and seek in the broad places of it, if you can find a man, if there are any who execute judgment, who seek the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say, Yahweh lives, surely they swear falsely. O Yahweh, are not your eyes upon the truth? You've stricken them, but they've not grieved. You've consumed them, but they've refused to receive correction. They've made their faces harder than a rock. They've refused to return. And therefore I said, surely these are poor, these are foolish, for they do not know the way of Yahweh, nor the judgment of their Elohim. But I will get me to the great men, and I will speak to them, for they have known the way of Yahweh and the judgment of their Elohim. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Wherefore a lion out of the forest will kill them, and a wolf of the evenings will spoil them, and a leopard will watch over their cities. Every one who goes out from there will be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, and their backslidings have increased. How will I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me, and sworn by those who are not Elohim. When I had fed them to the fullest, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops into harlots' houses. And they were like fed horses in the morning. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. Will I not visit for these things, says Yahweh? And will not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Go up on her walls and destroy, but do not make a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not Yahweh's. For the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda have dealt very treacherously against me, says Yahweh. They have belied Yahweh, and they've said, it is not he. Neither will evil come upon us, neither will we see sword nor famine. And the prophets will become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus it will be done to them. Wherefore thus says Yahweh Elohim of hosts, because you speak this word, understand, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and it will devour them. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, says Yahweh, a mighty nation, an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, and neither understand do you what they say. Their quiver is like an open tomb. They are all mighty men, and they will eat up your harvest and your bread. Your sons and your daughters should eat it. They will eat up your flocks and your herds. They'll eat up your vines and your fig trees. They will impoverish your fenced cities in which you trusted with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, says Yahweh, I will not make a full end with you. It will come to pass, when you will say, for what reason does Yahweh or Elohim do all these things to us? Then will you answer them. Like you have forsaken me and served strange Elohim in your land, so will you serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob. Publish it in Yehuda by saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and who are without understanding, who have eyes and who do not see, who have ears and do not hear. Do you not fear me, says Yahweh? Will you not tremble at my presence, who have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, so that it cannot pass? And though the waves of it toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot pass over it. But this people has a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and they are gone. Neither do they say in their heart, let us now fear Yahweh our Elohim, who gives rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserves to us the appointment of the weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things. Your sins have withheld good things from you. For amongst my people are found wicked men. They lay wait, as he who sets snares. They set a trap. They catch men. Like a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. And for this reason they have become great and have waxed rich. They have grown fat. They shine. Yes, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They do not judge the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Will I not visit for these things, says Yahweh? Will not my soul be avenged on such a nation like this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end of it? End of chapter.